weekly show talking about what Microsofties are talking about.
Episode 4,
we're finding our groove. And you know what else is going on this week besides us finding our groove, like Stella?
It might have something to do with all the green around
That's
me.
Right. It's St. Patrick's Day. And me being an Irish girl,
You're Irish?
Yes. This is one
I had no idea.
The more joyous occasions throughout the year, as I do enjoy some Guinness every now and then. It's also my birthday.
Today is your birthday.
Monday, the 16th, is my birthday. So what'd you get me?
I get you presents every Monday. Do I really have to get you, like, another one?
It's not even about me. It's about you guys this week. And we're going to give away some really, really awesome presents in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Yay. And let's start the show.
All right, Laura, hit me. What is going on at Microsoft this week?
What is going on this week? It is St. Patrick's Day this week. Did I mention
really?
St. Patrick's Day?
A little
Day?
Bit, yeah.
I love St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I might mention that a few more times. But in honor of St. Patrick's Day, our good friend, Clint Rutkus.
Oh, the guy that's been on Coding for Fun.
Coding for Fun.
This week on Channel 9.
This week on Channel 9.
He also posts his own videos on Channel 8 a while back. This guy's all over. He's a developer evangelist over in St. Louis. Good guy.
He's amazing. Cool guy. And he likes to drink.
Does he?
He does like to drink.
Right? Never have guessed.
He likes to make robots that serve him alcoholic beverages. So he whipped us. And the Irish
The drunk tender.
He created the drunk tender. Yeah. And it's a computer device. We've covered it on Channel 10. And he was also talking about the updated version on This Week on Channel 9 recently. It's a computer that basically, you know, vodka, soda, lime juice, whatever
you
want.
A little robotics involved, and it makes it for you.
And so in honor of St. Patrick's Day, He made a special one just for us, just for Ping this week, and
Let's check it out.
It's the Car Bomb Maker. Roll the clip.
Hi. If you're like me, and you're Irish, there's one thing you want to do right about now. It's called have a good time. So, I built a machine, which is back here, on how to make Irish car bombs. So, as you can see, I have the necessary ingredients, Baileys, Jameson, and our always tasty Guinness. So, I'm my nice little Irish guy. I'm going to click pour. And that's an Irish car bomb.
That was cool.
That was delicious.
Delicious.
I'm jealous. Next.
I'm jelly. All right, Laura, what is going on at Microsoft this week, last week, whenever?
You know what? This month.
This month?
Microsoft is all about hardware.
Really?
Our hardware is
Our
all
software
over the
company
news.
Is a hardware company.
That's correct. People think that we're just a software company, but
yeah. We've got some other cool stuff.
I know you like the Zune.
I'm a big fan, you know this, of
yes.
the Xbox 360. But I do know what you're talking about. I saw some emails floating around about some new mice.
Yes.
Now, I've been a big fan of something we released a little while ago, the Arc Mouse. I have one here, actually.
Larry Larson likes it, too. Apparently, we're going to mention Larry every week.
Larry's a good
He's like our third host.
But this Arc Mouse, this is something you may not have seen. It's meant for mobility. Comes in a slick little pouch.
Let me see.
Pull it out. Mm-hmm. Flip it open.
I'm flipping.
All right. Now you got this flipped open. Here's the cool thing.
Yes.
It's got a little magnet in here that keeps your USB dongle.
Okay.
Show everybody out there.
Little
Do the
Bluetooth.
Little Vanna White modeling.
Little Bluetooth going on?
Little Bluetooth module.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stick that in. It's very ergonomically designed, you know, simple to use,
mm-hmm.
mobile. I'm a big fan. It's red.
Hey! You just won me over.
Now, what we recently released is a Sidewinder X8 mouse.
Okay.
This one is really cool. Let me show this to you. I'm a big fan.
And this is all out on the market now.
The Arc Mouse is out right now.
And actually,
the X8 came out very recently. Like, it might just now have hit store shelves. It was supposed to come out late February, and I think you can get it now.
And I read that this is also being released in all new colors because the original mouse prototype
was
so...
There's a white or a silver, I think.
And
yeah.
a blue.
A blue.
Hopefully a green for St. Patrick's Day.
Woo!
Let's move on to the Sidewinder. Sorry.
So, the Sidewinder mouse. It came out end of February. You should be able to get it now. I wanted to show you real quick what's so cool about this one. It's got what I like to call... Well, not what I like to call, what they call. The blue
you can
track.
Like it too.
I like it too. The blue track technology. Let me turn it on for you. See the blue. The cool thing that we released about this new X8 Sidewinder mouse is that, I'm sorry, it's awesome. Check it out.
Yes.
It's blue.
Yes.
It's got the blue track technology, so you can use this on just about any surface except like a mirror or glass.
Yes.
But who uses that anyway? So that's really awesome. It's wireless. What's super cool also, let me show you the base unit it comes with. I'm going to release this.
Okay.
This is, you know, this is like a little puck. It's cool. You take this wire, It magnetically attaches
to
your mouse. And now you can charge while you're using it.
Excellent.
Other chargers, you know, you have to place it on a little dock and it stays there. But this thing, play while you charge.
Very cool. And what's this mouse here? What's this thing?
This is the first BlueTrack mouse that we released.
Okay.
It's wireless. It's not really, you can see the difference, you know. One is meant to be kind of a gaming-oriented mouse,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is kind of, you know, your everyday, keep it in your bag sort of thing. But it's also BlueTrack. You can use it on most surfaces, and that's what I really like about these. But this one, this is the new hotness.
Cool. Well, thanks for the hardware update, Max.
One more thing.
Oh.
I just want to show you. Check out. You can open the puck. It comes with more feet.
Ooh.
For the mouse itself. This puck is just all purpose.
I love it. And that is a very valuable information.
Very valuable.
Actually, there's more Microsoft hardware in the news this week that I wanted to touch on as well, because we announced that we will be releasing our very own laptop cooler.
What are you talking about?
Exactly, Max. Because I didn't know that
my laptop is so cool. It's red.
Yo, man, it makes your laptop cooler. I think it's talking about temperature. This is something that I didn't know was really necessary. I've never had that much of a problem with my laptop overheating while it's on my lap.
Clearly, you are not a gamer.
I don't game on my laptop.
Neither do I, I'll be honest.
We're coming out with it, and it's hot and sleek, and it's all over the news, and it's $30.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with your laptop being too hot, and you need to be cooler,
I'll see if we can get one for next week. I've actually got some people over in the hardware team. You know, they hooked me up with these.
Yes, and since the St. Patrick's Day, we're in the spirit of giving, we will be giving these away to you.
Trivia answerers.
At the end of the show for the trivia answerers.
Awesome prizes. Everybody likes mice. What else, though, is going on at Microsoft?
Well, Windows Live Messenger is putting out a new version of Live Messenger targeted at kids. It's a kids' version of Messenger. Right now, it's only available in German. So if you speak German or your children speak German, this would be very valuable to you. But this isn't actually that's interesting.
Well, what makes it for kids, though? I mean, a kid can use Windows Live Messenger today, so what's better about this?
Parental controls. All parental controls. The parent has to actually create the account for you, and then the parent can monitor and approve or deny whoever's on your contact list.
Yeah.
And then also, there's no, there's only text and emoticons.
I
you
think
can't
we should make
pictures.
Some accounts for niners out there that are being naughty.
Right. But my question to you, Max, is how do you feel about targeting children to get online and have their sort of social interaction be via a live messaging service? I know that
it's going to happen whether parents want them to or not. People are going to use the internet.
You can't just say it's going to happen. That's
like
saying
let's
not fight drugs because they're going to do it anyway.
You know, think about this. Maybe niners aren't going to have this issue. You know, if you guys have kids, you probably know a little bit more about computers than your kids do. But if you think about your mom, for example, or my mom, I know a lot more about computers than she does now, and I did as a kid even, so it's not like she could have stopped me even if I, you know, was.
Well, here's the thing, for years and years and years I worked in the gaming industry, and the gaming industry gets a lot of slacks on their way because they say it's terrible for children. It's, you know, obviously there's the whole violence issue.
All the violence games.
But then they're also saying that it dehumanizes you and it makes you not be as good of a interpersonal real-life communicator because you're used to using, you know, this anonymous device.
Do you use instant messaging clients?
Yes, I do, but I'm a grown woman.
You're communicating with me right now.
But I'm really nervous about it. I'm kind of sweating. I mean, I prefer to instant message.
I thought that was your
Could we text in the show from now on? We could just text in the show.
No, all right, I'll give you my final opinion. I think it's not that bad of a thing, but you know, get your kid outside here and
I guess,
let them
you know,
play with other people.
Everything,
you know,
in moderation, and if they're
or football for those of you.
That's right. And if they're gonna do it, then at least they do have this new safe version.
Yeah.
And if you guys go to winvistaclub.com, you can catch up on all of the happenings with Windows Live Messenger and Vista and stuff. All right, talk to me, Maxine. What else?
You know what I thought was interesting? I saw some emails floating around.
Yeah.
Bill Gates introduced Bill Gates at Seattle's Rotary Club
yes.
a few nights ago. I thought that was interesting, so I read the article a little more, and I saw it was Bill Gates Sr. introduced his son, Bill Gates, one you all know.
Not a simple guy to introduce, you know?
Right.
Like, what do you say about Bill Gates?
What do you say? You know, you feel like his own son has overshadowed him a little bit, so,
you know.
We have a clip of
what
he did
say. This is actually Bill Gates' dad taking a couple pokes, a little stabs at his little son, Mr. Gates.
Having introduced and been introduced before, I am have developed some very fixed ideas about standards to be observed on such occasions. One, identify the very best thing you can say about the speaker. Hopefully something that ends with EST. Two, do not exaggerate. Tell it straight. So I went in to some very careful thought based on these rules as I prepared for this evening. Youngest. Well, pretty young. But youngest what? Richest. Didn't work anymore. Folks at the Forbes 400 wouldn't have that. Smartest might be okay. But I don't honestly know the IQs of everyone or even everyone in this room. Then it came. Fellow Rotarians, families and friends, let me introduce Bill Gates. Bill Gates, who, with the support of his wife, Melinda, is the largest philanthropist in the history of the world.
You know, one thing that they mentioned, or no, Bill Gates Sr. mentioned, yeah. He's no longer the richest man in the world, not since, you know, Forbes listed him, he's like...
Right, how sad like for that. Bill. Yeah. But you know what?
What?
Just this morning, as I dined on my morning bagel, reading the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, yes, he is.
Oh,
yes, he is back
my
on
goodness.
Top as the richest man in the world, apparently. There's, you know, bad economy, terrible economic climate, and people are losing money by the billions. Warren Buffett
is
losing
money. So Bill
Gates, back on top. Gates reclaims the top spot on Forbes' list.
But he just gives all his money away to his organization anyway, so it's going to be irrelevant. He's the coolest guy on the planet, pretty much. He's making everyone
largest
happy.
Philanthropist, and I was worried about you, Billy, but good to know you're back on top.
Yes.
All right, so that's the show for this week because it is in honor of St. Patrick's Day, and I need to get my arse to the pub.
Well, before we do that, I have another trivia question for everybody this week.
And they'll be getting?
From Fun Arc Mice.
Fun Arc Mice. Not this particular one because I'm going to take this one, but one's
that's
in boxes.
Mine.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks, Laura. Yeah. So, trivia this week. Here is your question. Windows XP, before it came out, had a code name. It was Whistler.
Yes.
And the one that was going to come, the Windows version that was going to come out two versions later, so like next.
Yes.
Was codenamed Blackcomb. All right. But
okay.
That actually changed once they did some different things. But between then,
yes.
The code name for what is now Vista was Longhorn.
Hook'em.
No.
No Hook'em.
So a lot of people think, you know, Longhorn comes from Texas.
Hook'em.
But I want to know from all of you. Where did the name Longhorn come from? This code name, where did it come from? If you know the real answer, send it to ping@microsoft.com, and you might win yourself an Arc Mouse.
When it's not, first five people with the right answer, where did the code name Longhorn come
right
from?
Answer.
Yeah, obviously. Gets the mouse. With that, Maxi.
Thank you.
Glug, glug.
It's also up to 4,000 DPI, so this thing, you can use it. I mean, you can change the settings on the fly. It's a gaming mouse, so you can change how fast it's reading. It even says on the 4,000 DPI.
It's comfy. It's a little bit big for my liking, but it's comfy. No?
That's what she said. I had to. Cut.
We're keeping that in.
Let me start.